You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One.
Chapter 22. Anthologies. What if it were a chapter in a weekend? Quote, "Great things are done by a series of small things brought together." Unquote. Vincent van Gogh. Ideas create more ideas. Give the job to the busy one. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. See that quote up there? Imagine the feeling the person might have when you invited them to be a part of your anthology. Feel it? If there's one thing you get out of this book, let it be this. Starting, doing, and finishing this little book will almost guarantee to open up new doors for you, break down walls, and get you over hills or mountains. Related to that is the idea that one thing leads to another. This book, probably while you're busy thinking about it or working on it or talking about it or maybe right when you get started or smack in the middle or even long after you've completed it, will act like a domino that will set other dominoes in action. The idea you have for this book will spread like wildfire, and other ideas will be born from the idea you have from this book. This was just a long introduction into how this book, the one you have in your hands, your one word, brought about yet another idea for me. The anthology project for Now What? Anthologies. An anthology is a collection of chapters, each written by a different person. If one word book is an entire book, no matter how short, an anthology is a single chapter. Yes, anthologies can also be made up of collections of short stories, but for nonfiction, let's call them chapters. I bring this up for two reasons. One, the Now What anthology. Two, your own anthology. Now What? If you're familiar with my Repossible series, you might remember the tagline, "Who will you be next?" Thanks to your one word dislodging something in me, I came to the idea of the question, Now What? In fact, those punctuation elements at the end are intentional. It's both a question and emphasis. The question could be extended with, Now what do I do? Or as a group of people, Now what do we do? We might have this question for something as simple as a night out, and after going to the movies, you and your group of friends are possibly up for more, so the question comes from someone, Now what? But for this book, we're going for the bigger questions, the bigger life experiences and phases, and when we're at the end of some of them. Let's throw out a few big ones to give you a flavor of where we're going with this. I just graduated. Now what? I'm finally retired. Now what? I'm recently divorced. Now what? I got a new job. Now what? My parent just died. Now what? I just inherited $1 million. Now what? I'm collecting stories from people who share from the scar and not from the wound. That means that the story isn't fresh. It doesn't still hurt, but you're over it, at least for the most part, and you can tell your story from something of a distance. Another element to this anthology is that I want there to be answers or solutions, or at least options or suggestions. It's not that you just retired and you ask the question, now what? And your answer is, well, I don't know, I haven't really thought about it. We want stories that offer help, a pathway towards the future based on the experience of the person writing the chapter. See where I'm going with this? Can you see how this might be easier for someone to join me because I'm only asking for a chapter rather than an entire book? Can you feel how this might be something for you? If so, keep reading this chapter as it might be a flavor of one-word book that expands to become an anthology. You can find out more about how I'm working on this particular anthology. Also, check out if you'd be interested in possibly participating in one of the upcoming anthologies at nowwhat.repossible.com. Your own anthology. You have your one word in your hands. Lots of people have told me over the years that the idea of a book, even a super short book, is daunting. What about a chapter? A single chapter of a book together with others who also write a single chapter. Here's my suggestion for you. Since you are the brave one, the one who dares buy a book such as Your One Word, you might also be the one who organizes an anthology. Let's take the topic that you're planning to write Your One Word about, or maybe you already have. What if you were to lead a group of people to each write a chapter about the topic together with your own story? Does that sound like fun? A nightmare? Exciting? Daunting? Maybe a little of all of the above? I'm going to be doing more and more anthologies. If you'd like some ideas or maybe some help, come over and see what we're up to at anthology.repossible.com. Repossible. Possible, your one word. Impossible, do nothing with it ever. Repossible, a collection of your one word books as an anthology. Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.